Rangers Rays at the Trop. There's Chris Archer taking the hill, losing his cap. Don't worry, he would get it back before the first pitch. Archer cruising along until the fourth. He did not allow a base runner until facing Elvis Andrus.
Swing and a drive. Well hit ball deep into left field. Dickerson back. He's looking up, and that is way out of here. Elvis Andrus, back-to-back home runs here in the first two games of this series. It's his 13th home run of the year. Rangers are on the board at 3-1.
Two at third, Elvis at second, two outs.
Adrian Beltre drives one to deep center field, and it's off the glove of Malik Smith. He misses it. Chu will score. Andrus will score. It will most likely go down as an error against Malik Smith, and that could not have come at a worse time.
Knapp takes low. It's in the dirt and over to third. Goes Adrian Beltre. Outside, it gets away. Here comes Beltre to score, and the Rangers lead 4-3. Yet another wild pitch uncorked by Chris Archer.
Peter Borges off second. Steven Souza, the batter. Alex Claudio, the pitcher. Here is the 1-1. And this one is grounded to the left side. Adrian Beltre fields it over to first. And this game is over.
Rangers hang on for the second straight night. They beat the Rays by a final of 4-3. Chris Archer struck out 11 but gets tagged with the loss. Adrian Beltre 1-for-4 with a run scored. He's now 13 hits shy of 3,000. Here's Rangers skipper Jeff Banister after the win.
Once we got to a point to where it was Key's first time out, traffic, had the out situation where we wanted it. We went to Claudio for the one plus, and just kind of based on we knew that we'd get the pinch hitter. Still like that matchup there for Claudio against Plouffe. He gets the out, and then obviously he was going to go out in the ninth for us once we utilized McClurk early in the seventh.
On the split situation, Kella against a left-hander versus Claudio against a right-hander, it seemed to favor Kella. Does this speak to the amount of confidence you have in Alex Claudio right now?
Both. I think the amount of confidence plus, just it was Key's first time back since coming off the DL. Pretty high leverage situation for Key. 14 pitches. Didn't seem to be as sharp as he had been in the past. But both factors are about equal for me there.
What was the little meeting with Kevin and
Brokaw? I just saw him shake his arm a little bit, and I just wanted to make sure that he was okay.
Elvis came up big last night, had 3 or 5 hits today. What way did he do so well against this team and in this park?
Well, I'm guessing he likes the visual in this ballpark. But Elvis has done that in a number of ballparks. Look, he's been really our most consistent hitter all year long. He's obviously coming back from the paternity leave and then the All-Star break, and Kansas City, Baltimore really wasn't as consistent as we've seen him. The swing looked like a little bit of rhythm and timing issue, but last night seemed to find something. And I know he likes to play in this ballpark. I do know that. And there are players who they just seem to fit the ballpark a little better than others. But he got some pitches and he didn't miss them.
Jeff, y'all got a break, but is that a case of you make your own breaks? You got a couple guys on, and we're in that situation to.
Yeah, we don't score in that situation.
There's nobody on.
That's. And one of those situations kind of goes our way this time. We haven't had a whole lot of those. We were able to take advantage of it. Baseball is a funny way of giving back sometimes what you lose. We were able to take advantage of it tonight.
Another great defensive night. Luke Roy made a great backup to get Souza.
Tremendous play, yes.
They're all taught that, but he was right on top of it.
Very heads up. Typically that situation is that you got to as you're moving that way, you got to make sure that the first out is made, and then get yourself in position. Veteran catcher, great presence, great instinct, in the right spot. Made a good, tremendous throw.
Elvis Andrus homered in his second straight game as the Rangers beat the Rays 4-3 for the second straight night. Here's Andrus after the game.
We're just trying to get a good pitch. I mean, he was aggressive, you know, since the beginning of the game, and he got me my first at-bat with a high fastball. So, you know, as soon as I went down in the count, I was like, you know, I'm going to look for the same pitch. I love every matchup against him. He's one of the best pitchers in the league, and he's always fun to you know, his challenge. So I was looking for that pitch, actually, and trying to put a good swing on it, and, you know, lucky that went out.
Last night, you guys tie it in the ninth, win it in the tenth. Tonight, you get the tying runs to score, two of them on an error, and then the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. Do you feel like things are starting to turn?
I think so. I believe so, and it's the right time for us. We need those situations during the games. We need the luck in our side right now. And last couple games, it's been amazing. The way the pitchers is dealing down there, keep us closing the games, playing good defense right now, and then trying to put good at-bats. And then, like I say, you know, luck was in the side, and, I mean, right time.
Now, you've played the game a while now. You know what time of year it is. Trade deadline's coming. There's been talk of you guys as sellers, of maybe even trading you Darvish. What would you say to the front office about what your team can accomplish the rest of the way?
If they can, bring more players. Don't sell. Believe me, we got enough talent in here. And we know that it's been a rough year. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but we still believe in each other. We believe we can get it done. We've done it in the past, and we have the right group of guys. I think everybody is getting into that groove, and you know, it just take a few good weeks to go back in the race. So don't do anything right now. I think that we're about to go hot.
On Sunday, the Rangers go for the sweep with Tyson Ross taking the hill.